Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the third Sunday of Advent Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 6 and verse 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 146. Second reading will be taken from James chapter 5, verses 7 to 10. Our gospel reading for today will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is His joy in the midst of pain. His joy in the midst of pain. Today is Gaudete Sunday, hence we are asked to rejoice in the Lord always, for the Lord is near. And our days of waiting for the Lord is drawing to a close. In other words, my brother, my sister, our salvation is near. And the Son of Man, Son of God, would reveal himself, reveal his divine plan. Hence, the prophet Isaiah says in today's first reading, rejoice and sing for joy. Look, your God is coming. Vengeance is coming. The retribution of God. He is coming to save you. In today's gospel, John the Baptist was not rejoicing at all. First, because he had been imprisoned by Herod Antipas, one of the sons of King Herod the Great. John criticized Antipas for countering a Jewish law. He married Herodias, previously married to his brother Herod
Philip.
Secondly, John the Baptist was not rejoicing because the actions of our Lord Jesus were contrary to his convictions about the coming Messiah. What he had heard about the Lord's actions did not fit the bill. For John was expecting a Messiah coming to judge the world. And based on what the prophet Isaiah had prophesied, John was expecting a Messiah with the power of vengeance and retribution. And so he sent his disciples to ask our Lord Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else? Like John the Baptist, some are asking today, what is there to rejoice about? The pains and challenges of life are increasing, and we are constantly bombarded with sad stories of human encounters. Thus, as children of God, we are wondering, when will the Lord intervene to protect our faith? When will the oppressed, the hungry, the imprisoned, the blind, the depressed, the widow, and the orphaned be free of pains in this world? And when will the Lord upturn the plans of our wicked leaders and our wicked friends? When will the Lord bring to an end the actions of the enemy in this world? The actions of those who do not want us to succeed in life, the action of those who do not want us to be happy. When will the Lord grant us peace? In other words, in response to John's quests and our wanderings, Jesus says to John and says to us in today's gospel, happy is the man or woman who does not lose faith in me. St. James says in today's second reading, stop nagging, hating, and be patient, for the Messiah will surely come to judge the world. But his first task, my brother, my sister, is to bestow new life and to offer us a merciful second chance. Yes, the Lord has come to grant us new life and to say to you, to say to me, you can do it again. You can transform your life. he places on our table today the concept of metanoia, a change of character and a way of doing things in a new way. And so, my brothers, my sisters, the Lord's ways are not our ways, he says to us. And he also says to John, he will surely bestow justice, but he must perfect our happiness, successes, and plans for our families. Therefore, we must live today according to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, knowing that the Lord has got our backs. Yes, because we are within the sheepfold of the Lord and we have worked hard to remain there, the Lord will surely protect us. Hence, today, my brother, my sister, let us learn to rejoice in the midst of our challenges because our prayer intentions are before the Lord. And so while we wait, let us strengthen our faith and uphold God's love in the world. Uphold God's love in your family. Uphold God's love in that society where the Lord has planted you. Ensure that the goodness of the Lord is what you will be voting for. Ensure that success of your country is what you will be voting for. Ensure that the victory of your country is what you will be voting for in the next election, in the next debate. Ensure that it is the wellness of your family that you will be voting for and upholding. May the Lord in his infinite mercy bless us all and grant us his goodness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.